On today's show, Chrysler offers plug-in buyers a peace offering. Koros unveils a wild-looking EV in China. And why Wall Street only seems to pick on General Motors. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last year, Chrysler announced its Pacifica plug-in hybrid with a lot of fanfare and a heavy emphasis on its 80-mile-per-gallon equivalent rating. But anyone who ordered the van has been highly frustrated because the company still hasn't delivered any of them. But that's about to change. And to compensate owners for their patience, Chrysler is offering them a free Level 2 EV SE charging station or a $500 gift card. Owners seem to be pleased with the peace offering, and we thank viewer Tony DeAngelo for alerting us to this development. Big truck sales in the U.S. fell again for the 12th consecutive month in March. Medium and heavy-duty trucks were down 13%, according to Wards Auto. The big Class 8 trucks dragged the entire segment down, with sales plummeting 26% last month. But buyers are flocking to Class 6 trucks. That class was up 10%, and through the first 3 months of the year, big truck sales are down 15% in the U.S. Big truck sales are a leading indicator of car sales, and as you know, car sales are starting to drop. Even though Apple laid off a bunch of automotive engineers last year, apparently it is still developing autonomous technology. The California DMV just awarded the company a permit to test self-driving cars on public roads. The tech giant will test its autonomous technology in 2015 Lexus RX450Hs. And you know what? Lexus must make that car easy to modify. That's exactly what Google started out with, too. Still to come, Koros shows off a wild-looking EV in China.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
You may remember a little while back, we reported that Chinese-Israeli automaker Koros will start using supercar maker Koenigsegg's cam-free engine technology. And now Koros is leveraging technology from Koenigsegg's Regera for a wild new concept. The model KEV will make its debut at the Shanghai Auto Show with the same high-performance electric all-wheel drive system technology as the plug-in hybrid supercar. It also features a carbon fiber cabin, asymmetric door design, and two distinct cabin spaces in the front and rear. We'd love to show you all that, but unfortunately, we only have this one picture. But Koros does say it is planning on bringing out a production version of the Model KEV in 2019. Well, Mustang fans rejoice. Ford announced it's bringing the Shelby GT350 and GT350R Mustang back for 2018. They will be available in showrooms this fall and will be unchanged from 2017 models, except for three new exterior colors. Now go out and celebrate National Mustang Day, because who knew that was actually a thing? And coming up next, John has something to say about why Wall Street only picks on General Motors. We'll be back right after this.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, Autoline knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Here's something I really got to talk about, and it's all about why is Wall Street picking on General Motors? 2 years ago, a hedge fund manager named Harry Wilson pressured GM to spend billions buying back its own shares to drive up the price. It hasn't worked. Despite spending $9 billion so far buying back shares, GM stock is the same price it was before it started buying back shares. Now another hedge fund manager, David Einhorn, wants General Motors to split its stock into two different classes of shares. He says that will unlock $38 billion in shareholder value. So far, GM has rejected that idea. These hedge fund managers are going after GM because they can't go after Ford. The Ford family owns a special class of stock that essentially gives it control of the company. They can't pick on the Japanese or the Korean car companies because their governments would never let that happen. And that's pretty much the same story in Europe. Remember, Volkswagen, Peugeot, and Renault are partly government-owned. So what about Fiat Chrysler? As one Wall Street analyst told me, nobody wants it. Even Sergio Marchionne has finally admitted defeat on finding a buyer. So that only leaves one car company to pick on, and that's why Wall Street is picking on General Motors. Anyway, that's how I see it. And as always, we welcome your feedback, too. Now, with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.